local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
We say happy Friday. Welcome into the program. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable. As always, thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon each and every day. We certainly appreciate it. Always appreciate the interaction, the text messages, and the traffic tips. As always, you can send those in to 850-437-1620, or if you'd rather call it in, 850-2626-111. Full rundown here over the next 49 minutes. We start with today's top three stories. CIA Director William Burns will be in Europe this weekend meeting with officials from Israel and Qatar in hopes of securing the release of the remaining hostages held by Hamas. More than 200 were taken captive, and around 1,200 people were killed when Hamas attacked Israel on October 7th, and still more than 100 hostages are still being held. The International Court of Justice is telling Israel it must prevent acts of genocide. The court stopped short of ordering a total ceasefire when it issued its initial ruling on South Africa's claim that Israel is committing genocide in Gaza. The court also ordered Israel to take provisional measures, such as allowing humanitarian aid to reach Palestinians. And number three, Brian Koberger is trying to get his charges thrown out for a second time. He's charged in the deaths of four University of Idaho students in 2022. He's tried to get the charges dismissed before, and now he's asking again, claiming improper conduct during grand jury proceedings. Court documents show prosecutors wanted the trial to happen during the summer because Moscow High School, as well as area universities, will be out of session. Those are today's top three stories here at News Radio 92.3. Our top local story is that Governor Ron DeSantis today making an announcement regarding the appointment of a new Escambia County Supervisor of Elections, and that is Escambia County Commissioner Robert Bender. So he'll take over for David Stafford, who last month announced he was stepping down to take a job with the Department of Homeland Security. At the time, Stafford said he hoped that DeSantis would appoint Deputy Supervisor of Elections Sonia Daniel. Instead, it will be Bender, who will fill Stafford's remaining term, and if he wants the job moving forward, would need to run for re-election later on this year. We'll get more local stories and state headlines right after our first check of the roads and weather. Saying hello to Austin for the first time this afternoon. How are you today? Looking forward to the weekend?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. How about yourself? You doing good?
Oh, I'm doing all right. The wife and the little one paid a visit to me today. Always awesome. Good to see them and when they visit at work. And looking forward to a conference championship Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Being as lazy as I possibly can. Possibly buying a new car. Who knows?
But okay. So we've got some priorities listed there. Some different than others.
Yeah, for sure. What about you? Anything major going on this weekend?
I'm gonna be at the Milton Mardi Gras parade.
That's right. Yeah. Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Right.
Yes. As a representative of News Radio, of course, gonna be there with Cat Country as well.
Signing autographs for a nominal fee.
Oh yes. Yeah. Honestly, if anyone. asks for an autograph, yes, I will be more than willing to sign it, but I'm not bringing a pen.
So. Yeah.
Oh, well. I'll do it for free, though. Let's see. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at traffic here, let's see. Starting with Pine Forest Road, we do have some backups developing if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile. It's not too severe at the moment, but we will keep an eye on it because we know how tricky that area can be. Also, if you're traveling westbound on Burgess Road towards North Palafox Street, we've got some backups there as well. North Davis Highway, traveling northbound just past Creighton Road, is going to give you some issues. That's given us some trouble earlier than usual here today. Also, Mobile Highway, traveling northbound towards the intersection with North Blue Angel Parkway, we've got some backups there as well. Outside of that, Pensacola is looking fine. Gulf Breeze Parkway is not looking too bad either. And the only area where you're going to see some issues on Caroline Street is if you're traveling over Blackwater River coming westbound trying to get into downtown Milton.
All right. Thank you very much. Taking a look at our weather, meteorologist Alan Strum.
Heading through tonight, there's definitely a chance that rain could pop up around the area. It will be cloudy with overnight lows in the 60s. High chance for showers and thunderstorms during the day Saturday. Look for that rain to move in. High temps will be in the low 70s. And then following that next weather maker, we've got cooler air. So we're warm on Saturday, cooler on Sunday with highs in the 50s. Enjoy the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. It is right now 68 degrees, overnight low 61. Thunderstorms, patchy fog overnight, and more rain on Saturday with a high of 70. Won't see sunshine again until Sunday with some cooler temperatures as well. Forecasted high Sunday will be 57. Some more local headlines today. Of course, our congressman in the neighborhood last night as he made his announcements for the nominations to attend U.S. service academies last night.
But what tonight means, if you have received one of these nominations, is that you are the very best that Northwest Florida has to offer. That means you had the right behavior, the right diligence, and really that you were leaders.
And there was a total of 46 nominations. It's the first step in the selection process for teens who want to attend the U.S. military, naval, air force, or merchant marine academies. If you're wanting to see the full list of nominations, we have those on our news radio website. A Pensacola man sentenced to 25 years in prison for stabbing his girlfriend and her son back in December of 2022. That's Tamondo Rubin, who entered a plea of no contest last month on attempted murder and kidnapping charges. Prosecutors say Rubin stabbed his girlfriend in the chest and then stabbed her son 15 times as they were leaving a cemetery, and then he was arrested several days later after a manhunt by Escambia County deputies. And also, across the state line in Atmore, the state of Alabama did put Kenneth Eugene Smith to death by nitrogen hypoxia, the first time that execution method has been used in the U.S. And this morning, firefighters called to a house fire on Gamwell Road. Smoke and flames could be seen coming from the home when firefighters arrived at around 7 this morning. No injuries were reported, although the Red Cross was called in for two adults and four dogs that had been displaced. No word on the cause of the fire as of now. We'll take a break there. State and national headlines when we return on a Friday edition of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, News Radio 92.3.
Gulf Coast businesses are set to lose over $10 million this month. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. W-2s and 1099s are being sent out, and scammers are posing as both employees and employers to collect Social Security and bank account information. Be wary of requests asking to change address or bank information through email alone. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSIKids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSIKids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinke Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team, Experience matters, and we're here to help.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ALL to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ALL to 321-321. That's ALL to 321-321.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
.22, listening to Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Happy Friday. Got some rain in the forecast for overnight tomorrow as well. We're at 66 degrees right now, 70 tomorrow. We'll get an update on our full forecast with Alan Strum in a moment and a check of the roads. Did want to update a couple things here in our local headlines from the last segment. Davis Wood, want to shout him out. He was listening last segment. The fire that firefighters responded to in Myrtle Grove this morning, cause was determined to be an electrical issue stemming from the laundry room. So wanted to make that update there. Again, no injuries were reported. Also, regarding the supervisor of elections, Robert Bender, who is the District 4 commissioner for Scambia County, the update or clarification or additional add on that would be that he cannot do both the commission and the supervisor elections. So he will vacate the District 4 seat, and Governor DeSantis will have to make an appointment to that seat as well. We do not know who that will be. But both seats now will be up for election. So it kind of sounds like, looking at the PNJ, they got a hold of Commissioner Bender, said is thankful to have served the county for the last 5 years. Certainly looks like he is going to move on to becoming the supervisor of elections. He would have to run for re-election in November, or I suppose he would have the choice of returning to the Escambia Commission in November should he want to. But looks like that there's going to be a new District 4 representative both in the interim and then moving forward. So that just makes things more interesting in the month of November and the lead up to that. 425 now. Austin, what are the roads looking like right now?
Well, we have several spots that are giving us some minor issues, nothing too severe. On Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile, you're going to have some issues there. Speaking of 9 Mile Road, if you're traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street, we're going to have some issues, just some minor stretches here and there. Once again, nothing too severe. North Davis Highway, also, if you're traveling southbound towards the intersection with Olive Road or traveling northbound towards that same area just past Creighton Road, we've got some issues there as well. The intersection of North Palafox Street and Burgess Road also getting somewhat backed up, and we've also got some as well. Just it's on South Blue Angel Parkway, just south of U.S. Highway 98. We've got some backups over there also. Outside of that, there does not appear to be anything that's going to be holding you up for too long.
Tonight, it's clouds and possibly rain, overnight lows in the 60s. We mix it up over the weekend with a high chance for showers and thunderstorms during the day on Saturday. High temps will be in the low 70s. And then after that rain moves out, the cooler air starts to move in. Sunday, we'll get some sunshine, some clouds, and highs will be in the 50s. Have a great weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today, a bill allowing the Florida State Guard to help other states is moving through the legislature. House panel approved that proposal that would allow the State Guard to deploy outside of its original jurisdiction during natural and man-made disasters. Governor DeSantis held a news conference in Osceola County earlier today where he mentioned the possibility of guards being sent to assist Texas with immigration issues at the Mexican border. So that's something to keep in mind.
And while DeSantis was in Osceola County earlier today, he said that the state is also planning to invest $80 million to create a University of Florida Institute that specializes in this kind of semiconductor technology.
We have put in the governor's recommended budget, we're recommending $80 million for the University of Florida for a semiconductor institute for capital costs as well as operating costs.
This comes from the state trying to expand the semiconductor industry, and the money would come from the upcoming state budget, which lawmakers will start to negotiate later this summer.
Marco Rubio with some ideas about how to fix what he calls the military recruitment crisis. Rubio shared his thoughts in the Washington Examiner after the military fell 41,000 recruits short of its target. Rubio says we need to address lackluster housing, childcare, and salaries. Also, he calls for eliminating polarizing politics and reminding people of our military's value in the national interest.
And the first sailing of the world's largest cruise ship is all set for this weekend. Royal Caribbean's Icon of the Seas is setting its sold-out sail on a seven-night voyage out of Port Miami to the Eastern Caribbean tomorrow. The ship is 20 decks high and can accommodate over 5,600 guests at double occupancy.
I have no idea how that thing is not going to tip over. I have no idea.
That's the spirit.
I've seen pictures of it, and I just don't know how a big wave's going to come up on the side of that thing and it's not just going to fall over. I really don't. So best of luck to them. Yes. National headlines. Jury deliberations are, I believe, over at this point, as I thought I saw a bulletin. Yeah. So the jury did reach a verdict in the E. Jean Carroll defamation case against Donald Trump. Trump ordered to pay over $83 million. He did storm out of the courtroom earlier today when E. Jean Carroll's lawyers addressed the jury, but the jury coming back with a favorable verdict for E. Jean Carroll.
And House Republicans will move forward with efforts to impeach DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas next week over his handling of the southern border. The House Homeland Security Committee will mark up articles of impeachment against Mayorkas Tuesday. Speaker Mike Johnson, in a letter to his colleagues, said a vote on the House floor will be held as soon as possible thereafter. Johnson said his office has documented at least 64 actions taken by the Biden administration that he claims have effectively opened the border and instituted the current chaos.
Going back to Texas, the Biden administration has given the state a deadline to allow federal agents back into a riverfront park along border with Mexico, which is currently surrounded by fencing and razor wire. It's unclear what will happen if the governor doesn't comply by the end of the day. I thought we had this deadline already. Governor Abbott has already put out a statement saying the state has the right to self-defense. Some Democrats want the president to seize control of the Texas National Guard, while Donald Trump is encouraging states their National Guard troops to send them to the state of Texas. I hope this doesn't lead to a civil war.
That was trending on X, I want to say, last night. A bill being considered by the Senate that links border policy changes and aid for Ukraine likely has no chance of passing in the House. In a letter to his colleague, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson reiterated that his demand to pass the House GOP's immigration bill, known as H.R. 2, even though it has no chance of passing the Senate.
And also, the head of the FBI is warning about a rising trend of crime committed by kids. Christopher Wray says that something must be done so serious offenders are not turned loose as soon as they turn 19.
Repeat violent offenders need to be held accountable, even if they're juveniles.
And he says the FBI is aware of recent incidents of kids who have been radicalized by online videos. 4:30 right now. We'll be back after the Fox News update. looking at what's going on in the world of sports today. And Austin will give us his picks on the AFC and NFC championship games as well.
Oh, goody.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Tom Bergani. A federal jury rules Donald Trump must pay newspaper columnist D. Jean Carroll $18.3 million in compensatory damages and $65 million in punitive damages. Those are claims that Trump defamed Carroll when he denied sexually assaulting her in a department store dressing room decades ago. The damages were issued after the jury found Carroll proved she suffered more than nominal damages as a result of Trump's denials. Razor wire in Shelby Park, Texas, near the Mexico border to keep migrants out is not expected to come down despite a Friday evening deadline imposed by the Biden administration. Fox's Matt Finn reports.
Texas has not relinquished control of this park. The Texas National Guard is still fiercely defending this park, both on the street and along the Rio Grande River. It has not removed any razor wire. In fact, it is installing additional razor wire.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Lots of Microsoft Teams users were unable to use those app services today. The outage tracking website downdetector.com said there were more than 13,000 incidents of people reporting issues with the messaging platform today across North and South America. The situation was improving as the afternoon went on. Stocks were mixed today. While the S&P 500 and NASDAQ Composite both fell slightly, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 60 points to earn another fresh closing high. It's known to many as the baby Jeep, but soon you won't be able to buy it in the U.S. Parent company Stellantis is planning some lineup changes, which will include no longer selling the Italian-made Jeep Renegade in either the U.S. or Canada. The 2023 model year was the last for the Renegade here. Officials say that going forward, if you're looking for an entry-level Jeep brand, to consider the Compass. The Renegade will continue to be produced for consumers in Mexico, South America, Europe, and the Asia-Pacific region. That's Your Money Now.
This ad furnished by Nesmond Taju, LLC. Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Great. Maxed out cards, rent is due, bills are piling up. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
We should do what my brother did. He went to 27cash.com and got $3,000.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is different. They're one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000.
I'm sure there's a lot of paperwork.
Nope. My brother said it was fast and easy. He did it right from his phone.
If you have a regular source of income, you can be approved for a loan of up to $5,000 in minutes, and your cash can hit your bank account as soon as the next day. Our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history.
Great news. I went to 27cash.com and we'll have our money as soon as tomorrow.
Wow, that is fast.
If you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. The Falcons elected to hire Raheem Morris over Bill Belichick. And now with only the Commanders and Seahawks remaining, it looks like the Hoodie won't be coaching in 2024. It's possible that Bill has coached his last game, but I would say the frontrunner for his next head coaching job would be the Giants in 2025. Bill has great respect for Big Blue, and if Brian Daboll has back-to-back disappointing seasons, I could see John Mara bringing Bill back to the Swamps of Jersey. I'm Zach Gelb.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Being young with unlimited energy to burn ever since I turned 40. I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
All guys lose their edge when they turn 40. The body has less testosterone. That's why I take Nugenix Total T.
I've heard about Nugenix. That really works?
Since I started taking Nugenix, I'm lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. I feel more energized at work. It's even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try?
Yep, send a text. It's that easy.
Text JUDGE to 42424. Right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text JUDGE to 42424. That's JUDGE to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope. So shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic. So, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning we heard kind of emotional testimony from the mother of Airman Mo Hatham, one of the three sailors killed in the attack on NAS Pensacola, and a bridge in Tampa that's going to be renamed in his honor. We also talked for the last time with Kate Meehan, our pop culture editor at dailyboom.net, because she has taken a gig in the mornings and we cannot talk at the same time. So after years of talking to her about pop culture, that was the last time today. You can find all of those segments on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
As the mayor, with city council meetings, boards, etc., is it ever a topic to survey on how you can give money back to citizens by lowering costs or taxes?
Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves took your questions on a News Radio 92.3 town hall meeting.
Obviously, that, you know, you would hear at a council meeting if that has been a conversation. But I guess the bigger question is, how do we figure out how we treat the taxpayer money?
When you need to know. News Radio 92.3. Informative. Local. Dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit after 4:35 here, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather. Taking a look at the roads here, Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, we're going to have some issues there. Not looking too severe, but it is seemingly getting worse. Speaking of 9 Mile Road, if you're traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street, we've got a little bit of congestion there still. Got some developing on Pensacola Boulevard if you're traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road as well, so you might want to look out for that. Outside of that, there's not a ton going on in Pensacola. Gulf Breeze Parkway looking all right, and Caroline Street's looking okay as well, other than some congestion if you're getting off of Avalon Boulevard, maybe traveling eastbound towards Glover Lane, or if you're traveling westbound on Caroline, trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton.
Heading through tonight, there's definitely a chance that rain could pop up around the area. It will be cloudy with overnight lows in the 60s. High chance for showers and thunderstorms during the day Saturday. Look for that rain to move in. High temps will be in the low 70s. And then following that next weather maker, we've got cooler air. So we're warm on Saturday, cooler on Sunday with highs in the 50s. Enjoy the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. It is 66 degrees right now. Overnight low is 61. If you're just joining us, a recap of our top three stories today. The breaking headlines that you may have caught in the Fox News update is that the jury in Donald Trump's civil defamation trial involving E. Jean Carroll is ordering Trump to pay her over $83 million. So that broke a few minutes ago. Brian Koberger is trying to get his charges thrown out for a second time. He's tried to get the charges dismissed before, and now he's asking again, claiming improper conduct during grand jury proceedings. Prosecutors are wanting the trial to happen during this summer, 2024, because Moscow High School and area universities will be out of session. So they're trying to hash out when the trial will start and how long it'll be. And CIA Director William Burns will be in Europe this weekend, meeting with officials from Israel and Qatar in hopes of securing the release of the remaining hostages that are held by Hamas. Taking a look at what's happening in the sports world. Austin, what's going on?
Well, we'll start with the NBA. LeBron James has been named to the All-Star Game for the 20th time in his 21-year NBA career. That sets a new record for the most selections ever. The record was previously held by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who had 19. So as if we didn't know LeBron was great enough. We've got that to look at now. Also in the NHL, we've got some high-profile action tonight on ESPN. The defending champ Vegas Golden Knights take on the New York Rangers, who at 29-15-3 are third place in the Eastern Conference. And for whatever reason, my stupid self did not put the time on here. I believe it's like 6 or 7. We will look into that, though.
We'll investigate immediately.
Yes, and then as for the NFL, Tyreek Hill is apparently looking for a new divorce lawyer since he claims he's not looking for a divorce. Hill reportedly took to Twitch last night to say that he never gave his people the green light to file a petition for divorce. He says, quote, "I just got to say that it sucks that a lot of our stuff is public record. But behind closed doors, a lot of people got fired, too, for just doing things without a yes." He went on to say, quote, "Like, yeah, public record says it, and right now we're in the spot of fixing it. I fired the bonehead that did that mistake." Yeah, see, I kind of figured maybe they were having talks and then they were going to try to work it out.
I am not a divorce attorney. I'm not an expert. I've never been divorced in the state of Florida or any other state for that matter.
That's good.
If somebody can shed some light here, I will welcome it, because I have a hard time understanding or believing that somebody, whether it's power of attorney or not, that somebody could file a request for divorce on his behalf without him signing something or having something notarized or just something official that Tyreek would have had knowledge of.
Right.
Now, whether or not it was actually, I just can't believe that. No, he had no clue that somebody just filed for divorce on behalf of him without any sort of knowledge or anything like that. I just can't buy that.
I think they were talking about, the way I took it was, they were talking about divorce, and then it was a matter of, okay, I don't want to go through with it just yet. We're just kind of like, it's something I want to discuss, and someone just went through and, without, I guess, official confirmation, just put it in. That's what I'm assuming. Because he said they were in the process of fixing it, and I fired the bonehead that did that mistake. So, I don't know. That's what I'm guessing. Yeah. By the way, that Rangers-Knights game is
six o'clock. Yes.
Upon further investigation, that's at 6. Yeah. Championship weekend in the NFL playoffs, we've got Ravens and Chiefs. That's at 2 p.m. on CBS on Sunday,
yeah.
Followed by 49ers and Lions at 5:30 on Fox. So, good games here.
Yes, I hate the idea of, in back-to-back weeks, picking against Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
But I'm going to pick against Patrick Mahomes. I think the Ravens are too good top to bottom. It's at home. I know that the Chiefs are a little banged up, that one of their outstanding offensive linemen, Joe Tooney, I think is his name, is out for this week. I'm just not sure that the Chiefs are going to be able to sustain enough drives that'll be necessary to keep up with the Ravens here. So I'm going to pick the Ravens in the AFC, and I was really on the edge teetering between 49ers and Lions. Uh-huh. Before the playoffs, I picked Ravens 49ers, kind of just, you know, going chalk on that. I really do believe those are the two best teams in the league.
I agree.
But they are so different dynamically on offense without Deebo Samuel. Today, though, he is off the injury report. And he's practicing, so that is huge. So I will stick with the 49ers pick here this evening. I'm not sure they cover. I would take the points with the Lions, but I think when we're here on Monday, we'll be talking about a Ravens 49ers Super Bowl rematch. Not only from 2013, the Harbaugh,
yeah,
but
the
they played earlier this year as well.
Yeah. So. I mean, and that's the thing. I think you're right. I think, you know, objectively, the Ravens and Niners look like the teams here. I think the spread's got it right. I just hope it's wrong. I love the Lions. I love their story. And as a Steelers guy, I hate the Ravens. So I hope that I hope we're talking about Chiefs Lions. But yeah, you've definitely got a good chance there. Just about 4:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Not a ton to report on. Pine Forest Road looking backed up still if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road. Outside of that, unless you got a busy intersection in Pensacola, nothing's going to be holding you up too long there. Gulf Breeze Parkway and Caroline Street are looking fine as well. Caroline Street, though, still has some minor backups if you're trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton.
Tonight, it's clouds and possibly rain, overnight lows in the 60s. We mix it up over the weekend with a high chance for showers and thunderstorms during the day on Saturday. High temps will be in the low 70s. And then after that rain moves out, the cooler air starts to move in. Sunday, we'll get some sunshine, some clouds, and highs will be in the 50s. Have a great weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you. By the way, the Ravens activated Mark Andrews, too.
So oh, wow.
He'll be back.
That's going to help a lot.
Yeah. Health, business, and science notes today. The Clydesdales are coming back for the Super Bowl. Anheuser-Busch releasing a 15-second video clip teasing the return of the trademark Budweiser draft horses. The beer company stopped airing commercials with the horses during the Super Bowl 3 years ago as they wanted to raise awareness about the COVID vaccine, along with the Ad Council. That marked the first time in nearly 40 years that the company had skipped the Super Bowl. I'm sure we'll have ample time over the next couple of weeks to talk about Super Bowl ads and just
I
think they have very diminished quality over these last few years. But it'll be good to see the Clydesdales back.
Yeah, when you think of they're iconic. But when you think of great Super Bowl commercials, yeah, you think of some from like at most recent, you think of ones from like 2015 prior, and it's like, yeah, it's gone downhill, but most things have, unfortunately. After nearly 3 years and 72 flights over the Martian surface, an experimental helicopter is permanently grounded. Ingenuity was the first aircraft to make a powered controlled flight on another planet when it arrived with NASA's Perseverance rover in 2021. It was only anticipated to last 30 days and 5 flights, but far exceeded expectations. But NASA says that the 4-pound helicopter has suffered rotor blade damage that will prevent it from flying again.
And shaping up to be a good year for the housing market, as the National Association of Realtors says pending home sales surged 8.3% in December. The group's chief economist predicts falling mortgage rates and stable prices will help make homes more affordable for many Americans this year.
And Twitch is dropping its revenue cap reduction plan after streamers complained. Under the new rules, streamers will receive a 70-30 revenue split regardless of how much money they make. This ends the controversial change that reduced the split to 50-50 once a streamer makes $100,000.
Levi Strauss & Company plans to cut its global workforce by up to 15%. The layoffs, which are expected to come during the first half of this year, are part of the San Francisco-based company's 2-year restructuring plan to reduce cost and simplify operations. Pop culture notes today. George Carlin's estate is suing the creators of a new AI comedy special on YouTube that replicates the late legendary comedian's voice. Kelly Carlin, who manages the estate, posted on X that there was zero permission granted for the special, which is called I'm Glad I'm Dead. Kelly Carlin said she's used to fake memes and quotes attributed to her father, but this is an entirely different animal.
Yeah, especially if you're making money off of it and you didn't have permission. See, that's always the shady thing when it comes to AI stuff like that. You didn't have permission. So, yeah, that getting out of control, it's definitely believable. Megan Thee Stallion has released her first solo single of 2024. Hiss is what it calls. Shows that the Grammy-winning rapper is blasting her social media critics and continues her trend of snake-themed singles following last year's Cobra. The release follows her surprise appearance on Saturday Night Live, where she performed a track from the new movie Mean Girls with singer Renee Rapp.
Had fun jamming out to this last night. So if I get jealous, I can't help it. I really just wanted an opportunity to play it again.
It's a good song.
Very catchy. But the update on Justin Timberlake is that he's hitting the road for the first time in 5 years this spring. So last night's story was the new single Selfish that he released during his concert in Memphis last week. But he's going on the Forget Tomorrow World Tour. It'll start April 29th in Vancouver, and then he'll be visiting 22 North American cities before it wraps up on July 9th. Pre-sales start Monday, so hope you get lucky if you're interested in seeing Justin Timberlake. I haven't looked it up. I would imagine New Orleans would probably be on the stop. It's close enough to Memphis.
And it's a big city, I'm sure.
Yeah, 4:49, we will take a break right there. Got some wacky stories and good news to finish up hour number one on a Friday of Pensacola right now.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay! Ready. My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration. Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs at the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration. Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes. From loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today and learn more with Mary on Demand. Take the self-guided education series at your own pace. You'll decide what you'd like to learn and when. Visit mary.famu.edu to learn more. That's mmeri.famu.edu. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Milton Mardi Gras Parade is Saturday night, rolling at 5 o'clock from Milton High School. Catch the beads, then join in the after party with food trucks, kids' activities, live music, and more. See crewofairshippirates.com. The third annual Pensacola Pas de Gras event downtown on Garden Street is Sunday from 11 to 4, a day filled with lots of paws and family fun. Visit Pensacola.com for more. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 4:55 here. We will get another quick check of the roads and weather. Last one for this hour. Looking at traffic here, if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards West 9 Mile Road, we've got some pretty severe backups there. It's going to basically have you backed up to the exit getting off of I-10 westbound there, so it's going to be pretty extensive. Also, if you're trying to get onto I-10 westbound, traveling southbound on Pine Forest Road in that same area, we've got some minor backups there as well. Beyond that, Pensacola, for the most part, is looking fine. Gulf Breeze Parkway is looking good, too. And we had a lot of backups if you were coming over Caroline Street, or excuse me, traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River, trying to get into downtown Milton, but that is seemingly clearing out as well.
Tonight, it's clouds and possibly rain, overnight lows in the 60s. We mix it up over the weekend with a high chance for showers and thunderstorms during the day on Saturday. High temps will be in the low 70s. And then after that rain moves out, the cooler air starts to move in. Sunday, we'll get some sunshine, some clouds, and highs will be in the 50s. Have a great weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Right now, 66 degrees, 61 overnight tonight. Some thunderstorms and patchy fog in the area. That'll continue through tomorrow. High of 70, mostly cloudy Saturday night. And then partly sunny skies returning on Sunday. Cooler, though. High of 57. If just joining us here right before our Channel 3 news at 5, a quick recap of today's top three stories. The jury in Donald Trump's civil defamation trial involving writer E. Jean Carroll this afternoon, ordering Trump to pay her over $83 million. CIA Director William Burns says he'll be in Europe this weekend, meeting with officials from Israel and Qatar in hopes of securing the release of the remaining hostages held by Hamas. And hearing today regarding the trial proceedings for Brian Koberger in Idaho. He's, for the second time, trying to get charges dismissed, this time claiming improper conduct during grand jury proceedings. Court documents show prosecutors want the trial to start this summer as Moscow High School and area universities are out of session. Taking a look at some wacky stories in the headlines today, a Mississippi woman is considering a lawsuit after claiming a Snickers bar she bit into contained what a dentist told her was probably a rodent's tooth. Peyton Davis said she felt something hard, spit the object into her hand, and took it straight to a dentist. So
I can only imagine.
Hungry, why wait?
Well, and I can only imagine you would do that if you thought it was like part of your own tooth. You know what I mean? Like, why else would you say, I got to get this to a dentist? Like, you probably wouldn't do that. A Republican senator from Missouri wants to bring back dueling. Nick Schroer is a member of the Freedom Caucus, and his proposal says if a senator's honor is impugned. Impugned.
Yes.
Buzzword there. Impugned by another senator to the point that it is beyond repair, they should be able to formally challenge them to a duel. It goes on to say that they'd submit the challenge in writing, and the senators would need to, quote, agree to the terms of the duel, including choice of weapons.
Listen, I hope this passes. I have no expectation that it would, but if it was in effect and you were a senator and somebody challenged you to a duel, Austin, what would your weapon of choice be? Would you go old-fashioned saber rattling, or what would you do, pistols? Or
I was going to say I'd go with a gun. So I don't have to go and go like running towards them and just get mowed down.
Okay.
That would be, but I'd probably say no to the duel first. See where that got me.
Yeah. A California lawmaker is trying to pass a bill that would force all new vehicles to have a speed governor so that they couldn't go more than 10 miles an hour over the speed limit. Here's Scott Weiner talking about it.
It will require cars and trucks that are manufactured or sold in California to contain what we call speed governors or speed limiters that physically prevent the vehicle from traveling more than 10 miles an hour above the speed limit. It'll still be illegal to go above the speed limit, of course, but it will be physically impossible to make the car go more than 10 miles an hour over the speed limit.
You are shaking your head.
Because sometimes there's a reason you need to speed your vehicle. Like, what if you've got, like, your wife in labor or something, and, like, traffic is going really slow? You know what I mean? It's like, you got to hoof it, man.
Well, then, yeah. I don't hate this as much as I thought I would initially. I'm probably not saying 10 miles an hour. I'd probably go 20, 25. But I would also want there to be a minimum speed governor, too, where people can't go 20 under the speed limit.
So I guess, yeah.
I mean,
you're
going to
go halfway,
go
the full distance. Yeah.
Good news. A commuter train operator in Philly named Richard Murray Day found a lost wallet on his train and drove 55 miles to return it. Happened on New Year's Eve, which was also his birthday, but he still went out of his way. The guy who lost its name is Greg, and his doorbell cam got footage of Richard dropping it off. Didn't say who it was, but Greg tracked him down to say thanks, and now they've become good friends and plan on keeping in touch moving forward.